Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18+, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply.
This is a Game Day podcast from TalkSport, The Appendix.
Welcome one and all to the Game Day podcast Appendix, which bizarrely, perhaps not so bizarrely, is much more popular than the actual Game Day podcast record book thing. I'm Danny Kelly, alongside me again, the A-team, that is Tom Rennie and Mark Webster. Morning, evening, afternoon, buenas noches, guten Abend, gentlemen.
I think you'll find Dan. It's Monks and the Bish.
Ah, Monks and the Bish. It's a new TV detectives series, Monks and the Bish. This is the part of the it's a little addendum to our normal podcast where we throw in, frankly, anything didn't fit in at the weekend. And since that was already over an hour and a half of genius stuff, I can't believe there's anything still to be put in. So we're going to talk first, Tom, about Yes. Your cakes.
Yeah, I did want to do this because my wife had her baby shower this weekend. So while I was out working, there was about 25 women all came to our house.
For me and the teenage, what is a baby shower?
So a baby shower is like a party for free stuff. So we got
you
like a baby monitor and we got some fantastic books. You can tell people you're pregnant.
Is she?
They're not going to do a test. Yeah, she's 35 weeks pregnant.
Oh, congrats. I didn't know.
So I may not make it for next week's. Well, I'm not on next week, but I may not make it for the next record.
Sorry, I had no idea. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You carry on doing 40.
So this is the bit where she could have it any time. So we're in that window now.
Oh, it is quite soon, yes.
But your first?
It's my first baby. And we got all the free
stuff.
The
important thing is it her first? I mean,
it's also her first, I believe, though, you know, revelations do happen across a marriage. Anyway, there was 25 women. They all brought cakes into
Brilliant.
The house. And then on Sunday, I had the day off until we recorded the programme. And so I basically sat in the house all day. I've had 4 bits of chocolate fudge cake.
I've
had 6 Danish pastries, several scones or scones, depending on where you are in England, some lemon drizzle, some hazelnut coffee.
Lovely.
And I thought, I've got to get this out of the house. So I've just brought, for you guys, a little bit of cake.
Lovely.
So, Mark, it's for you.
Oh, you're very kind.
A little bit of chocolate fudge
now,
there for you.
Again, because it's radio, wrapped these significant chunks
of
confection.
For you, Danny.
Thank you.
Improper bit of tinfoil.
Listen.
Classy.
Tinfoil.
Cling film.
This is quite weighty, my one as well. It's quite weighty.
Now,
I'm going to say fruit, but I'm now a chocolate
I don't know which one of the women made this, chocolate but it is sponge. The most sumptuous chocolate fudge I have ever had.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of evil tradition is several... 2 dozen people turn up and leaving cakes there.
So, and we apparently she was trying to give it away.
Well, yeah.
And they were like, well, I brought it for you. There's 2 of us. And even if we had the baby there, we're not going to give a newborn baby cake.
No.
So what are we going to do with this?
Again, we're just opening it. He's absolutely right. Very, very rich, brown, sticky brownie. To me, it looks like, imagine if lava was edible.
Yes.
It's a sugary lava.
I get with it.
Like it isn't, Dan. Yeah.
This is a phenomenal cake. And if you want any more cake, get in touch with the show and we will send it to you.
Thank you. And since we're doing personal confessions instead of doing any football for the appendix.
Why would we?
I think it's worthwhile telling you that during this week, and I've already sickened the other two with this, Mark, already. I had a dental operation on Tuesday. It went very badly. Thank you for asking.
How did it go, Denny?
I was nearly 2 hours in the bloody chair.
Ooh.
And halfway through, they stopped and said, can we give you some more anaesthetic? And it clearly wasn't going very well. And at the end, I stood up, and a room about the size of this studio looked like Vietnam. There were so many bits of bloody rag lying around.
Wow.
Anyway, I got this thing done. I've had about a dozen stitches in the front of my face. It was complicated by a previous operation 30 years ago for another story. Anyway, the temporary tooth he's put in, as you will understand when I say things like financial fair play, has cracked out of my head on Saturday, which meant that one of the stitches in my gums was now a hanging piece of thread in your mouth. Imagine anything more filthy than that. Disgusting thing. You can put the tip of your tongue through the loop like you're hanging your own tongue. And of course, it's then tugging at the flesh in your still tender gums.
I've eaten a lot of cake today, Danny.
No, quite. Anyway, Mark, the solution to this was, before I came out to do my show on Talk Radio, I thought, I can't talk like this, I can't concentrate. I found a nail scissors and took the stitches out
you
myself.
You removed it yourself, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. That's what... Robert De Niro basically does that in Ronin, doesn't he?
He does.
He does his own wound with the use of a mirror.
And
he says, I'm going to pass out now. Oh, it's a great scene.
It's actually in my DNA. My uncle Ned, bless him, was a proper hard case. One of that generation of Irishmen who came over in the 50s. Proper hard case. Worked on the tunnels, built the Victoria Line. Got caught in an accident one day and it took a big slice on the top of his head. And for a couple of weeks, his lovely mop of ginger hair was separated by a large scar with 6 or 7 of those proper black stitches they used to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was living in our house at the time, and we woke up one morning and he said, do you know what? Anyway, I won't attempt his lovely Irish accent. He said, I'm sick of these stitches and I'm not going to the hospital. I can't waste time. I've got to go to the pubs and then to the dog track today. He took out a steel comb and combed the stitches out of his head. Yeah. Yeah. Proper hard case. Yeah. This is the stuff that the appendix is designed for.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did he do to his appendix?
Yeah. Appendix operation.
He did it himself.
Apparently, that's quite possible. An appendix operation is simple enough that surgeons have, in extremis, done it themselves.
What?
Yeah.
Was it in Ronin? Are you confusing Ronin with real life?
No. Ghost Dog, I always confuse with Ronin.
Oh, yeah. Right. Ghost Dog's very good.
Got any football stuff? Oh, apparently you're best mates with Gary Lineker.
Of course I am. Oh, is there more? Oh, I know, I see what you mean. Well, only...
Of course,
I mean,
you're not.
We do swap notes between us, you know.
How do you know the Lineker?
We get on famously.
Yeah.
I've met him a few times, did a bit of writing for him a couple of times.
Ah.
And written about him a few times. Mm-hmm. And he attracts quite the gaze, doesn't he, on Twitter? And the nice thing about him is he can be potty mouth as well.
Yeah.
The nice thing, he's not a squeaky clean old gentleman.
As national treasures go, Gary's very good.
He dances to the beat of his own drum, and he just did a vaguely rude joke about, it's fundamentally nether region based,
mm-hmm.
And the story, and they had to go a long way down
like so much of his own career.
Exactly.
That's right. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Right there in the doldrums, someone got bitten right there in the doldrums, and he made a joke about the fella got bitten on the penis.
Yes.
And Gary's joke was, look at the positives, less chance of being caught offside, which is clever.
It's true.
Because it's a dirty joke.
Yeah.
And it's topical.
Factually correct, yeah.
Correct.
And you've got to work for it yourself. He didn't go blue. He let you go blue.
Yeah.
To which I replied, thinking that we're perhaps in this together now, Gary. I understand he nearly got the sack.
Hooray! Webster, everybody's here all week. Enjoy the liver.
So, and from that moment forth, he and I spent the rest of the time. Well, I just rode the crest of his 70 zillion followers on Twitter.
How many extra followers have you got now?
Three?
As a result,
I don't know.
So double.
I've not checked exactly. Yeah, it went down to.
But good quality followers in this.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's
very good.
Lineker's cast off.
I've refined it, exactly.
And the story, should you have time, for the player that bit the opposing player's penis in mid-brawl in a game. If you have time for it, it is incredible. The player who did the biting got a 5-year ban, and the victim who got bitten also got a 6-month ban for his role in the brawl.
Yes,
so there we go.
Well, and if you ever get through the whole thing there without a single double entendre.
I had some, but I just couldn't do it. Okay?
Very good. Yeah. Very good. What else have we got here? We talked earlier during the week in the main record book podcast about Barcelona's corruption and the spell that club has over the Iberian football, further illustrated this week by Eibar.
I hate things like this. It was the most licky, awful...
We've not gone back to the previous story, have we?
You got a 5-year ban for this. It was a tweet sent by Eibar following Lionel Messi scoring 4 goals against them this weekend. And this is the translation of the tweet, and it is just so sickening and horrid. This is an opponent, a guy scored 4 goals against your team. And this is why I've always hated the Ronaldo-Messi thing. Yes, they're great players, but they don't play for my team, so I don't love them. I don't follow individual players. I follow a team like a normal person.
You follow Arthur Mazowaco.
Exactly. He is my Lionel Messi. Jared Bowen is my Ronaldo. Anyway, They sent this tweet.
He hasn't had a chance to be rubbish yet, has he?
No, it will happen, I'm sure. He'll catch Moyes-itis.
He's a young man. Time's on his side.
Yeah,
then, don't
he'll leave us, I'm sure, and get good. Anyway, this was the tweet, and it was just awful. It read about Lionel Messi, and they tagged Lionel Messi directly in it, and it's like 696 goals, 306 assists.
Patrick Bamford's acting voice.
I'll do it as Stockley Park, impression that Mark brought to us in the original Record Book podcast, which we recommend you download now.
He's a very rangy performer, Stockley Park.
It was fabulous in The Lady Killers. You should have seen him on Broadway too for that 6 months. Fabulous performer with Larry. Olivier, of course. And the tweet read as follows. We suffer you. We suffer from you. We cope with you, and we have no choice but to stand up and applaud you.
It's sickening. Absolutely vomiting.
At least of which it sounds like he's reading his epitaph at his funeral.
Yeah, Lionel Messi died on the way home, I think.
It's just too, that is
It's
too
just
much.
Sickening.
Lay off, mate.
Like, imagine, like, when West Ham get beaten, and we were recording this before Monday Night Football, so let's assume West Ham had lost 8-0. Imagine the official West Ham Twitter was like, Mo Salah, after your 4 goals against us, we suffer you, we suffer from... Oh.
It was trying to think of the West Ham fans I know, what they would be saying about it. Yeah.
It was the delight to be rounded by you 3 times for that glorious hat-trick you scored against my team.
Yours, it's, Arthur.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then again, we did once advertise, come and see City Stars at London Stadium as the way to go and get fans to go and watch Man City beat West Ham 5-0. So we're on the way to that already.
I know you want to do something at Red Star Belgrade, one of my favourite football clubs. Before I do that, let me just tell people, Julian Nagelsmann, and the next great manager in world football, apparently, whose Leipzig side took Spurs clinically to pieces in the Champions League during the week, and who would have been my choice to replace Maurizio Pochettino, but Levy didn't ask me. Julian Nagelsmann is very modern. And those of you who may have been, you know, Mini Mourinho is referred to on the television. Yeah. What should have been referred to was the fact that on the touchline, he wears full makeup. He understands that media relations are a huge part of being a modern football manager. Thus, he's going to be on television a lot, gesticulating and, you know, swearing at the referee and all the rest of it. Nagelsmann gets made up for each game.
So he wears like Pantic. Studio slaps.
Absolutely,
rather
he does.
Than a nice eyeshadow that goes nicely with the shirt
go
he's wearing
the
that
Mary
day.
Quant route. No, gotcha. He wears to television.
Where's
makeup.
This come from? How do you know
the
this?
The truth from World of Truth, which you know I'm the mayor of.
But how do you know this? Have you seen him take his concealer off in the evening?
No, because people
are you living
about
in a villa
it?
With Julian Nagelsmann?
People talked about it last year when he started doing it in the Bundesliga.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, that doesn't happen, Tom.
No, I just don't recall it. I mean, he does look fantastic, yeah, but he's only 32. 32, is he?
Yeah.
So you don't need makeup at 32.
You shouldn't do. You shouldn't
but
do.
But when it's, I mean, he what would have to happen? And try, you know, Danny, you and I have both been in this situation. Mm. When during our break you've come and been touched up by a lady with a sponge.
Yeah.
It happens.
She says, more orange, sir.
Exactly. He's basically, of course, what you dare to do is sweat. I'm gonna beg to suggest that the odds are you may run a little bit if you're on a touchline for 90 minutes. You're going to look like basically Madden 2 swords in a heat wave, aren't you? I mean, this is going to be the issue.
My big problem, of course, is that there's two factors in there. One, when you ever get made up for television, they make you orange. That is what they do. It looks best under the lights. And two, I am a certain shape. So I ended up always on television like a space hopper. I mean, a big orange circle. It's no good at all. Why don't you end
No wonder that series got cancelled.
That was a mistake, wasn't it? That was an absolute mistake.
I thought it was a great show. Bring it back. What was the one where you had the adults? The adults were playing five-a-side and other Danny was dressed as a German man in lederhosen. What was that one?
That was virtually all of our shows in different ways, yeah. Actually, there's a big campaign to get the BT show back on again.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
That's Racist Stereotypes Five Aside you're talking about.
Oh, that was a great show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, 1973 it was on.
Catchy name.
Hosted by Stockley Park. Fantastic.
The Game Day podcast record book appendix. Yeah, kids, grew to that title. Yeah. It's coming to its end, but I want you to end with a musical contribution.
I do just need to mention this because I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. And Daniel helped me out on my pronunciations here. Yeah. Red Star Belgrade, whose real name is...
I can't say
that. They were playing a game at home against Vojvodina.
Vojvodina.
And this was just fantastic, this. So there's a very small pocket of Vojvodina fans And the Red Star Belgrade Ultras had got hold of a massive speaker and they put it underneath the seats of the Vojvodina away fans. And every time they tried to stick up a chant to strike fear in the hearts of the locals, they played the tune from Looney Tunes.
That would undermine, wouldn't it? It's the perfect companion piece, which is well worth finding because, of course, we don't endorse this kind of behaviour. It's a mild tear-up between Chelsea and Tottenham fans.
Did you see it?
Outside the ground, no one was prepared to quite cross the line.
Thank goodness.
To actual physical contact. But the best version of it is someone has basically taken it and put the Benny Hill music on.
It's absolutely brilliant.
And if you want to combat hooliganism at its root, simply show this video.
Why is it that men who don't really want to fight, they do that thing, they move their arms slightly.
Shuffle.
But also, you put your arms at your side, and then when the person confronts you move your arms about 2 foot outwards like a penguin.
Any aggressive action forward might impact you physically. You are interested in touching them.
But they do that thing with the flappy arms. It's too brilliant. You're right. That is a brilliant piece of... that should have been Performance of the Week on the main podcast. It hasn't made it. Thank you very much for bringing Looney Tunes. Always welcome to the Game Day Podcast record book appendix thing. Tom Rennie's been here.
Search for Game Day Podcasts on any good podcast provider and you'll find it. Or ask Alexa or any in-house Audible speaker to say, play Game Day Podcast and she will play this program. All right?
And you can go to all those various places, Apple and Spotify and all those as well,
can't
you?
Any good podcast provider, search for Game Day Podcast. Yep. Search for Danny Kelly and you will find it. Search for Stockley Park, you'll find it.
I think Tom is referring to the fact that for perhaps the most loquacious podcast on air, we never find time or the words to mention how you can actually get hold of us.
Search Game Day Podcast.
Thank you, too. Thank you for listening. Cheers. Back again next week.
The Premier League All Access Podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. Be gambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.